Good morning. How about that weather? Yeah, that's something I'm glad people came. This has just been such a glorious week here. Normally I have a reading, but I'm not really the speaker today, so we're going to go right into what's the sermon section. If you were to go up to someone's front porch, knock on their door and try to describe in just a few words what your religion is all about, what would you say? Would it be tricky and complicated or a real treat to hear? Trick or treat? Well, a few years back, our neighbor, Bill Sinkford, minister of First Church downtown, was UUA president, and he issued a challenge. He said, "I always encourage people to work on their elevator speech. What you'd say when you're going from the sixth floor to the lobby and someone asks you, what's a Unitarian Universalist? Like happens all the time." You've got 45 seconds. So this fall, I issued an invitation to members of our congregation to participate in some 2.5-hour workshops to put these 45 or so seconds together. We met at the Rose City Church on a Saturday morning and a Wednesday evening, and about 20 people took part. So around a third of our congregation took part. And I prepared for people some handouts that I shared with them. One was a letter from Bill Sinkford, a letter he'd written to the UU World about elevator speeches. Very inspiring talk. And then I also shared about 5 elevator speeches that other UUs have written over the years that I thought were particularly good, different from each other, each with different strengths and weaknesses. And we went over those. And as we got started on the second session, I drew their attention to a sheet at the back of the handouts. It was a bunch of circles. I also had a pack of sticky notes and invited people, as we moved through our workshop and our readings and the topics for discussion, to write something in a sticky note and put it in a circle on the page to use later for constructing their elevator speech. Because I heard somewhere that it was really good to sometimes practice non-linear thinking. I have no idea what that means. So I took a bunch of circles and I put them in a circle. And I thought that people would enjoy putting their thoughts in sticky notes. And it really worked with the second group, who I remembered to tell about what the sheet was about. They used it. I'm sorry, first group. I really am. We also had a sheet with just 2 big topics, some really good religious ideas. Really good ideas from the religions of the world as we understand them. Not some scholar's understanding, but just as we thought. You know, good ideas I've heard. They say this, they believe this here or there. And some really bad religious ideas. And in our first workshop, we got so completely absorbed in that, I don't think we had any time left to actually work on an elevator speech. But people clearly wanted to spend some time talking about those really good and bad religious ideas. We also discovered that if anyone had been raised UU, it made it kind of hard to talk because they only had good religious ideas. And then we went into the principles and sources of the Unitarian Universalist Association to see if we could see any of those good or bad religious ideas. And all the while, we were supposed to be writing down little notes that might go into our own elevator speech. A good time was had by all, I think. We could probably repeat this again next year. And I was just astounded by some of the talks, the short 45-second talks that people came up with. I'm nowhere near done with mine. And people put together some beautiful ones in a short space of time. And now I think we're going to hear some of them. Thank you.
If you ever want to witness nonlinear thinking, come hang out with me and my sophomores.
Okay.
All right. So we have 7 participants who have agreed to share with us their elevator speech. And we're going to start this off with Lynn Thomas.
I don't have anything prepared.
Surprise! You can share with your neighbors later, Lynn, unless you want to come up now. All right, well. Checking on Lynn, guys. Checking on Lynn. Rubber back. Deborah Thompson, will you start us off?
I'll be glad to go first. I thought, oh, following Lynn, this is going to be really hard. I also think that if I were in an elevator and I thought I only had 45 seconds, I might accidentally hit the stop button so I could really have a talk with them. But here goes. We come together in a community where all believe and fight for justice, equity, and compassion. We work towards a world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. We believe and act on the interdependent web of life. We strive to live the principle of the inherent worth and dignity of every person.
Wow. Jocelyn Furbish, are you surprised? All right. So, what is Unitarian Universalism? For me, it's a faith that centers and leads with love, that really has that as a guiding force in everything we do. It's a place where we learn about injustice and we discover our collective responsibility to confront and transform it, and also find hope in our ability to do that together, to really make the world that we want to live in. It values direct personal experience in nature with other people. And we practice democracy in our church and in the wider world, trying to live up to having everyone's voice really matter equally. There's a quote from someone whose name I won't always remember, but this morning I can tell you that it's from Andrea Lerner. She says, Unitarian Universalism is where we're not trying to save your soul. We're trying to help you unfold the awesome soul you already have. And we all need some help with that sometimes, right? Not just believing in our own inherent worth and dignity and other people's, but believing in that possibility of becoming awesome together. It's not an easy path. It's challenging, and we challenge each other and hold each other accountable to live up to those values and to explore these really big questions about what it means to be human in the world. And we support each other in becoming those loving and beloved people in an awesome world.
Matthias.
What's valuable to me about religion is the way in which it can help us to be more interconnected, both to one another and to the rest of the universe. UUism for me is about purposeful community, the meaning we all derive from working together toward a shared mission, the power we have as a community to make a more just and compassionate world, and the chance to more profoundly and bravely grapple with the challenges of the human condition with each other as our base of exploration.
Linda Burke. I'm kind of a slow processor. I'd like to see these written down so I can think about
it. For me, Unitarian Universalism is a journey. As I pack my suitcase, I want to make certain I have everything I need. First, I plan the trip. Including others is essential. The more diverse, the better. I add maps and guidebooks, including the UU principles. I want to learn where others have traveled, paths worked for them and what wonders they saw. On the way, I want to help others as they journey. We share food, clothing, comfort, ideas, understanding, compassion, and work for peace and justice for all. I know there will be beautiful moments and dark moments. We shall share these to gain perspective and insight. It's important to me to take time to sit quietly, reflect, meditate, breathe, or walk in the woods, or dance in order to get in touch with who I am and what really matters. The end does not really concern me. It's a journey that provides the richness to my life and to others.
Justice Thompson.
Hi. Why East to me is a community where you're free to believe in what you want, a safe place to be who you are and not be afraid. We practice social justice, love, world peace, inherent worth and dignity of each person.
So Lana's across the street attempting to help our kids grapple with these principles. So I have hers and I'll read hers. I tend to break down UUism into its historical pieces. Unitarianism was born during the time of Martin Luther when another heretic named Michael Servetus was proclaiming that the Catholic idea of the Trinity was nowhere to be found in the Bible. He was encouraging people to read for themselves and see there was only one God there. He was jailed and burned alive for that, which is where we get our scholarly and heretical roots from. The Universalists are more New World and were a reaction against the idea of predestination, predetermination, that God put people on this earth damned from birth. Universalists believe that anyone who wishes to live in God's good graces could, and that no one on this earth had the power to tell anyone they're damned to hell or sell them a ticket to heaven. When these two merged in the early 60s, they created the modern church, which I see as an institute of higher learning, like graduate school for the soul, where you get to build your own major and have support and structure in your learning about the topics observable science doesn't address.